Rapid fire. The price of one coffee drink. Dues increase of $5 per year needed to fulfill Legion's mission to assist veterans, troops, youth, and those coming home from war. Nearly a decade has passed since the American Legion's last national per capita dues increase. During that span, the U.S. cost of living has climbed 13%, an economic downturn unseen since the Great Depression has trimmed interest income from American Legion investments by over 35%, and the pool of veterans eligible for American Legion membership has declined by about 20%. With more than 3 million veterans of the global war on terrorism restarting civilian lives, are soon to do so, and looking to the American Legion for help, the National Executive Committee passed a resolution at the 2015 spring meeting in Indianapolis to recommend a $5 per capita annual increase in national membership dues. It amounts to about 1.4 cents a day. The NEC's recommendation comes at a time when the need for American Legion advocacy, expertise, influence, services, and programs are sorely needed in every corner of our nation. Veterans are waiting too long for benefits, claims, decisions, and medical appointments, and need well-trained and accredited American Legion service officers right now and for years to come. Nearly 4,000 veterans sought help at about 24 Veterans Benefits Center events over the last year, where they received firsthand, on-the-spot assistance, including over $1 million in retroactive past-due disability benefits. The most obvious takeaway from those events is that veterans and their families need, and will continue to need, American Legion representation because the road to VA reform is certain to be long and fraught with challenges. And at a time when the world is shrinking and speeding up through social media, young people face multiple temptations and opportunities for unhealthy choices that American Legion youth programs can counteract. One of the recent American Legion National Junior Shooting Sports Champions made the point that the program gave him the focus and drive to turn what he called bad report cards in high school to grade point averages of 3.6 and 4.0 in his final 2 years. This is not a time to divest from the American Legion's ability to serve veterans, members of the U.S. Armed Forces, or young people. A national $5 per capita dues increase, about the price of one large coffee drink over the span of a year, can prevent national headquarters from having to cut programs and services over the course of an entire decade. The natural attrition of veterans from early 20th century war eras has contributed greatly to a 16% drop in membership since the last dues increase passed. That accounts for a nearly $5.7 million revenue reduction since 2007. To offset that, National Headquarters has worked to stimulate corporate relationships, improve its charitable giving program, and reduce operational costs through digital technology. All these efforts have helped stave off earlier dues increase recommendations that would have been necessary given the economy and membership situation. The Legion's non-member fundraising program has grown significantly and is now netting about $1.4 million to the positive, but it took more than 3 years to get there. The National Television Advertising Program is off to a similar start, and a number of technological initiatives like online joining, renewal, and sustained giving help the bottom line. Affinity relationships with great allies like USAA, the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services, have also been vital. All these efforts are trending toward reduced reliance on membership dues, but it will take some time to get there. Today, more than 200,000 Legionnaires renew annually online, reducing the cost of mailing and hand-processing renewal notices. And although the number of online transactions is growing, it's still less than 10% of the total membership. The American Legion's ability to succeed over the next decade, including promotion of our values and services to post-9/11 generation veterans and their families, depends on positive cash flow and the ability to invest in the future. Without this dues increase, National Headquarters would be looking at entering its centennial celebration year, staring at an estimated budget deficit of $6.78 million. Nearly a century has passed since the American Legion's founders made their time-honored commitment to serve veterans, troops, and families in their communities, states, and nation. American Legion members have never retreated from that commitment or failed to invest in future generations. At a time of war, a time of homecoming, and a time of need among our nation's veterans, families, and young people, there is no better place to invest an extra $5 a year. Honor and Remembrance. Female World War II vet at last joins Legion. Sitting upright in a chaise in her living room, Gladys Bunny Strong rested comfortably as American Legion National Commander Mike Helm sat beside her, gently holding her hand. He'd come to Ludlow, Vermont to acknowledge the overlooked, underappreciated service of a veteran who for decades felt unworthy of the title Legionnaire. Helm met Strong while campaigning for National Commander. Although her stateside service as a female Marine during World War II made her eligible to join the American Legion, she joined the auxiliary 7 decades ago and never thought twice about Legion membership. Strong's husband, Richard, also a World War II veteran, joined Ballard Hobart Post 36. She preferred to be around the women in the auxiliary and served as unit president. The club itself didn't welcome women, says Strong's daughter, Jean. They couldn't go in the bar or attend official meetings. I remember my mother saying she didn't want to take away from my father's service. He served in Germany, and she didn't. She felt she didn't really serve. Helm asked Ned Bowen, Post 36 commander, and Linda Purim, department adjutant, to help him bring Strong into the Legion. Members surprised her with a membership card during the Department of Vermont's convention in June. The Post also hosted a Women Veterans Forum and reception with special guest facilitators, Legion Executive Director Verna Jones, Veterans Employment and Education Commission Chairwoman Denise Rohan and Perham. Helm challenged attendees to honor the service and sacrifice of all veterans, including female Legionnaires and women veterans who are auxiliary members. I am proud to say that we have female veterans serving in virtually every capacity of the Legion, he said. There are women in the Legion, ones who were welcomed and ones who weren't, necessarily, who have stepped forward and taken their rightful place. We need to make sure that we are reaching out to all our women veterans. Andrea Dickerson. Operation Comfort Warriors. Legion helps connect service dog to veteran. When VA doctors recommended that Army veteran James Harris have a service dog, his mother, Sherry Page, reached out to the American Legion for help. Within 8 days, Harris met his new service dog, Sky. "I'm really touched," said Harris, a member of Post 73 in Valley Center, Kansas. "Overjoyed is the better word." The Department of Kansas 5th District Legion family provided dog food, a kennel, and 2 dog beds, an OCW grant covered adoption fees. Middle East. Culture War. A group of unlikely warriors is training to fight on a little-known front of Syria's civil war, the battle for the country's cultural heritage, the Wall Street Journal reports. The recruits aren't grizzled fighters, but graying academics, more at home on an archaeological dig than a battlefield. The mission of this so-called Culture Brigade is to save ancient artifacts, religious relics, and archaeological sites from profiteers and ISIS fighters. Looting, often with bulldozers, is now the militant group's second-largest source of finance after oil, the paper notes. What started as opportunistic theft by some has turned into an organized transnational business that is helping fund terror, explains Michael Dante, an archaeologist at Boston University and State Department advisor. It's the gravest cultural emergency I've seen. Unlike World War II's Monuments Men, made famous by the 2014 film of the same name, these 200 or so archaeologists have few resources and are seldom supported by armed units. At secret sites, they are instructed on how to get to key sites and document both what is there and what is already missing. Another skill, how to hide precious objects that may be at risk of looting and record the GPS locations so they can be retrieved at a later date. Less than 1% of the artifacts stolen from churches and Bronze Age towns across Iraq and Syria has been recovered, the journal reports. Foreign Affairs. Putin hides Russian role in Ukraine. Desperate to hide direct military involvement in Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin is destroying the bodies of fallen soldiers, Bloomberg News reports, citing U.S. lawmakers who have traveled to Ukraine on fact-finding missions in recent months. The Russians are trying to hide their casualties by taking mobile crematoriums with them, House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry, Republican Texas, told Bloomberg. They are trying to hide not only from the world, but from the Russian people, their involvement. Thornberry said Ukraine's allegations are largely supported by U.S. intelligence and others. Representative Seth Moulton, Democrat, Massachusetts, a Marine Corps veteran, called the Russian government's actions horrific and shameful. Politics. Presidential poll. 64% who see George H.W. Bush in a favorable light. 64% who see Bill Clinton in a favorable light. 56% who see Jimmy Carter in a favorable light. 52% who see George W. Bush in a favorable light. 49% who see Barack Obama in a favorable light. Foreign Affairs, bankrolling Bashar. Iran spends between $6 and $15 billion annually propping up Syrian dictator Bashar Assad, according to a Bloomberg News analysis. The lower end estimate comes from the Office of the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria. The upper end figure comes courtesy of Nadim Shahadi, director of the Fares Center for Eastern Mediterranean Studies at Tufts University. Verbatim. Criticism of Senator John McCain's service is outside the bounds of normal political discourse. He and his fellow prisoners in Vietnam often endured torture, starvation, and sometimes death while defending our great nation. They are heroes. There can be no argument about that. National Commander Mike Helm, responding to business mogul Donald Trump's statement at the Family Values Summit in Ames, Iowa, that Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, is a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured. Trump is running for the 2016 GOP presidential nomination. Member discounts. New mobile service company offers discount to Legionnaires. Defense Mobile is fulfilling its mission of connecting and improving the lives of U.S. military veterans and current service members by delivering superior wireless coverage on the nation's largest networks at discounted savings to its members. It's the only mobile service built exclusively for veterans, military service members, and their families. Defense Mobile recently established an alliance with the American Legion to enhance communication with veterans and to offer Legionnaires discounts on their mobile service. If your mission is to connect and improve the lives of veterans, you can't do that alone. You don't do it alone, says Brendan Riley, CEO and co-founder of Defense Mobile. We want to work with organizations that have the ability to reach veterans and support them in a way that they deserve, and the American Legion is doing that. Riley's vision comes from his years of supporting the military by leading technological initiatives for agencies within the Department of Defense. With the help of his brother Andrew, Riley achieved his vision by creating an executive team of top military leaders and partnering with the nation's three largest networks. The Connecticut-based mobile service company offers individual and family plans at low cost with no contract plans and no activation fees, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee. For unlimited talk/text, individual plans start at $35 a month, and family plans start at $95 for two lines. When mobile users switch to Defense Mobile, their network and coverage remains the same, but their monthly bill and service support come from Defense Mobile. Customers can keep their current phones, and Defense Mobile will send a new SIM card, or they can purchase a new smartphone through the company. To thank Legionnaires for their continuing service, Defense Mobile is offering a 10% discount on mobile service for life when a member verifies his or her military affiliation using his or her Legion member ID number. This offer is available to current members as well as to those who join the Legion in the future. I was convinced from the beginning that low prices alone and having the best coverage on America's most reliable networks wasn't enough, says Andrew, a co-founder of Defense Mobile. We set out to really be different and be a wireless provider that stays true to its mission. We are the only carrier in the United States with an exclusive focus on the military. Besides having cheaper mobile service plans, other incentives to switch to Defense Mobile are its veteran-friendly customer service and free benefits app, Riley says. Defense Mobile's customer service agents are all veterans, giving customers an instant bond, he adds. It's not someone saying, oh, your phone's not working. It's, sir, I get it. I will do whatever it takes. You have my personal commitment because I'm a vet, you're a vet, and we're in this together. If you walk through the halls here, everyone is a vet or touched by the military in some way and is dedicated to connecting and improving the lives of our members. Defense Mobile also offers all veterans, whether they have service with the company or not, its free MilSource app, which helps veterans understand the benefits at the local and state level for which they may be eligible. Additionally, to stay true to its mission of focusing on the military, Defense Mobile donates 10% of net proceeds to organizations that support military and veterans' families in need. And every Friday, the company sends out an email to customers detailing how their membership allowed them to donate to a particular military-focused organization. We're using this platform to connect the veteran community and trying to see how we can improve it by bringing the military community together better, Riley says. We want to bring technology and our network capabilities to enhance the Legion's ability to support veterans. Everybody working together makes this better for veterans. Legion members can learn more about Defense Mobile and how to start receiving discounted cell service by visiting www.defensemobile.com/legion. Business, a short history of veteran entrepreneurship. Ask the Vetrepreneur, Mark Rockefeller. Veteran entrepreneurship is a long-standing tradition in the United States. Following World War II, millions of veterans became business owners. This greatest generation sparked an economic boom, and the nation flourished. Nearly 49% of all veterans went on to own or operate businesses, from small manufacturing plants to traditional mom-and-pop shops on the corner of Main Street. Owning a small business was an integral part of the ethos of the time. The American dream, in which freedom included prosperity and success achieved through hard work in a society with few barriers. What does veteran entrepreneurship in America look like today? According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, more than 2.5 million businesses are operated by veterans nationwide. Nearly 25% of all returning Afghanistan and Iraq War veterans want to become small business owners and possess the same can-do approach to small business ownership that their predecessors did. They have the discipline, drive, leadership, and teamwork skills necessary to make them successful entrepreneurs. How can I learn more about veteran entrepreneurship? A great place to start is the Syracuse University Institute for Veterans and Military Families, IVMF, paper Introduction to Business Ownership. This gives an overview of the relationship between veterans and entrepreneurship and what veterans can expect as they transition into life as an entrepreneur. Have a question? Send it to questions@streetshares.com. Centennial, Post 124, Westfield, Massachusetts. For about 10 years in the 1920s and 1930s, American Legion Post 124 of Westfield, Massachusetts, sponsored a group of Sea Scouts through Boy Scouts of America, BSA. Many went on to serve in the military and become members of Post 124. One even served as post commander. Today, Sea Scouts is a specialized part of BSA's venturing program, open to young men and women 14 to 21. Units, called ships, focus on sailing and cruising sailboats or power vessels, swimming, life-saving, first aid, Coast Guard auxiliary sailing and seamanship, and CPR courses are taught as well. Education, in-state tuition deadlines, My GI Bill, Veterans and Education by Valerie Hefner. Question. Under Section 702 of the Choice Act, if a veteran is more than 3 years past separation when enrolling in school for the first time, is he or she considered a covered individual eligible for in-state tuition? Answer. A student who enrolls in school more than 3 years after discharge is not considered a covered individual. However, a student who enrolls in school within 3 years of discharge will remain eligible as long as he or she is using post 9/11 GI Bill or Montgomery GI Bill active duty MGIBAD benefits and remains continuously enrolled at that school. Continuity of enrollment is not broken by regularly scheduled breaks between courses, semesters, or terms, and students do not have to enroll in summer sessions or terms to maintain continuous enrollment. Awards. Legion Honors Academy Grads. In May, the American Legion's National Vice Commanders presented awards to exceptional students at each of the five military academies. Ensign Christian Brenda Moore, Manchester, Connecticut. Brenda Moore received the Legion's Award for Excellence in Athletics at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. National Vice Commander Dick Neville presented the award. Second Lieutenant Matthew Bryan, Medford, New Jersey. Bryan received the Legion's Award for the highest standing in chemistry at the U.S. Military Academy in West Point, New York. National Vice Commander Paul Sanford presented the award. Second Lieutenant Rebecca A. Esselstein, Dayton, Ohio. Esselstein received the Legion's Award for the highest proficiency in all academic subjects at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. National Vice Commander Doug Hagen presented the award. Ensign Andrea Howard, Norcross, Georgia. Howard received the Legion's Award for the highest marks in English, history, and government at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. National Vice Commander Bill Bryant presented the award. Ensign Jake Wade, Merritt Island, Florida. Wade received the Legion's Award in the category of National Security at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy in Kings Point, New York, but could not attend the ceremony because he was at sea. National Vice Commander Jake Jacobs was to present the award. Ask a Service Officer. VA benefits for Camp Lejeune water contamination. Cajun Camo, Department Service Officer, North Carolina. Question. Does my family qualify for VA benefits due to Camp Lejeune's history of water contamination? Answer. From the 1950s through the 1980s, people living or working at U.S. Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune in Jacksonville, North Carolina, were potentially exposed to drinking water contaminated with industrial solvents, benzene, and other chemicals. Family members who lived at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or more between August 1, 1953 and December 31, 1987 may be eligible for VA health benefits through the Camp Lejeune Family Member Program for 15 conditions: esophageal cancer, breast cancer, kidney cancer, multiple myeloma, renal toxicity, female infertility, scleroderma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, lung cancer, bladder cancer, leukemia, myelodysplastic syndromes, hepatic steatosis, miscarriage, and neurobehavioral effects. VA is reimbursing family members for eligible out-of-pocket medical expenses related to the 15 covered conditions. However, VA pays for treatment only after it has received payment from all other health plans. To apply for reimbursement, you must show your relationship to a veteran who served at Camp Lejeune with a marriage license or birth certificate, that you lived on the base for 30 days or more between August 1, 1953 and December 31, 1987, with copies of orders or base housing, and that you paid health care expenses for a covered condition on or after March 26, 2013, the date Congress began to cover the Camp Lejeune Family Member Program, with receipts. This program only covers the conditions listed above. It doesn't meet the minimum standard for health coverage under the Affordable Care Act. If you meet the qualifications, apply online, www.clfamilymembers.fsc.va.gov. Find a service officer in your state, www.legion.org/serviceofficers. Boys Nation. 2015 Boys Nation Class keeps up with tradition. In July, the 69th session of American Legion Boys Nation brought together 98 young men from across the country, selected by their state's respective Boys State programs. Conducted at Marymount University in Arlington, Virginia, Boys Nation is Boys State on a larger scale, providing an even broader education and hands-on experience of the U.S. system of government. Delegates elected Aravind Baiju of Florida president by a close vote of 50-46. Peter Spector of Maine was elected vice president after winning a coin toss to settle the first tie in more than 30 years. Participants also traveled to sites throughout the Washington, D.C. area, including the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the Korean War Veterans Memorial, the National World War II Memorial, and Arlington National Cemetery. There, the young men laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. They also explored the cemetery's grounds with Counselor Mark Seavey, a writer for the Legion's Media and Communications Division, who has friends buried at Arlington. They visited their graves as well as others suggested via Facebook. In addition, delegates participated in a special memorial observance in Virginia, paying tribute to the four Marines and Navy sailor who were killed July 16th when a gunman burst into a Navy and Marine Reserve Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and opened fire. During their stay, the Boys Nation group visited a number of officials, too. At the Pentagon, Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, spoke to the young men about his job and his own time at Boys State. They had the opportunity to shake hands with President Barack Obama at the White House and spent time with American Legion National Commander Mike Helm at Post 136 in Greenbelt, Maryland. Read stories, see photos, and watch videos from Boys Nation, www.legion.org/boysnation. Centennial. Posts, departments win big with pistol raffles. Selling chances on the American Legion Centennial pistol is proving quite the fundraiser for Legion posts and departments. Available since last summer, the pistols are developed by A&A Engraving of Rapid City, South Dakota. Different versions feature the Legion's 100th anniversary logo, a World War I doughboy, and more. Post 500 in Speedway, Indiana, made $6,000 in profit on a 2-for-$10 raffle, while the South Dakota American Legion Foundation sold $620 tickets before a drawing at the department convention in June. auguns.com/American-Legion-Centennial. Verbatim. Stop talking about how this terrorist's friends and family described him. His life, it didn't matter past the moment he chose to open fire on unarmed men. Men who were husbands, sons, brothers, fathers, they mattered. They matter, and you should know their names. Katie Foley, blogger and wife of an active-duty Marine, on the fatal shootings of four Marines and one sailor in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on July 16th. According to the FBI, 24-year-old Mohammed Abdulaziz forced his way into a Navy and Marine Corps Reserve Center, killing Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan, Sergeant Carson Holmquist, Lance Corporal Skip Wells, Staff Sergeant David Wyatt, and Navy Logistics Specialist Randall Smith. Personal Finance, USAA, How to Manage Out-of-Pocket Medical Costs. Focus on Finances, J.J. Montanaro. A whopping $1,500. To my surprise, that was my portion of a bill from a visit to the doctor last year. Talk about getting up close and personal with the health insurance concept of cost-sharing. To be fair, my doctor's office informed me what the tests were going to cost. I just ignored them and assumed the hard-to-swallow number would be subject to severe shrinkage after it went through my insurance company. Oops. That big bill came with a lesson. Know your coverage and manage your care to help control costs. As changes to our healthcare system put more and more decisions in your hands, it's critical that you arm yourself with the knowledge to take charge of your care. The first step in avoiding an expensive surprise is understanding the cost-sharing terminology, so let's review some of the key terms. Premium. That's what you pay, typically on a monthly basis, for your health insurance. If your coverage is through your employer, it will be deducted on a pre-tax basis. If not, you may be eligible for special tax benefits based on the premium you pay. Deductible. This is what you may have to fork over before your insurance begins to pay. One exception, most insurance policies cover the cost of preventive care, such as immunization, annual physicals, screenings, and mammograms, without meeting a deductible. copayments. This is a set cost you'll pay every time you visit the doctor, get a prescription, go to the emergency room, or use health care services or supplies. The copay will vary for different services. For example, a doctor's visit may be $25, a trip to the ER $100, and a generic prescription $8. Coinsurance. After paying your full deductible, you may be responsible for a portion of your health care costs. For example, you may pay 10% or 20%, and your insurance will cover the rest of the cost of covered care. This shared approach toward medical expenses will continue until you hit your out-of-pocket maximum. Out-of-pocket maximum. Every dime you pay in deductibles, copayments, and coinsurance payments counts toward this figure. Once you hit the maximum, your insurance covers the rest. The Affordable Care Act set the maximum out-of-pocket total at $6,600, $13,200 for families, in 2015. It sounds confusing, but knowing these terms can pay off. This year, I cut that $1,500 bill down to $216 by simply taking the test at a different facility. That's a tangible benefit of taking charge of your health care. J.J. Montanaro is a certified financial planner with USAA, the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services. Submit questions for him online, www.legion.org/USAA/focusonfinances.